We're talking with Jaden Kirsch of the Carroll Tigers. Of course, she is headed up to Iowa Central Community College in Fort Dodge to continue her soccer and, of course, her education career as well. Jaden, first of all, congratulations, and thanks very much for joining us here today.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me.
You bet. Jaden, let's start with the beginning of this process. For you, you've been an outstanding goalie for the Tigers for several years now. When did you start thinking that, you know, college soccer was something that you wanted to play?
I think I always told myself, like, if the opportunity presents itself, then, like, I would take it. But then this last season, I really decided, like, this is what I wanted to do, at least go play another year or two and then go from there. So I started putting in, like, a film and sending it out to get some feedback.
Did you send it to certain schools, and did those schools reach out to you, or how did schools start contacting you about coming to play for them?
Well, I sent out film, and some responded to me that way, but I had some where I, like, Iowa Central, I did previously know the coach, so that helped as well.
Now, take us through kind of the process. How did they start reaching out to you? Was it email, text, coming through the school? And what was it like for you and your thoughts kind of when those first schools started to reach out to you?
It was definitely kind of crazy. Like, I never expected. I would get responses within, like, as short as, like, 10 minutes or a couple hours, and it was just kind of unreal. I didn't expect anything like that, but it was definitely, it was a good feeling.
A little bit overwhelming at the same time, or no, not really?
Kind of. It was just, it was really making the decision of if that's what I wanted to do, and I know, like, now that it was a good decision.
How many schools kind of started on your list? I know you told me before the interview here today you narrowed it down really to three, but how many schools kind of made the list that piqued your interest?
I heard back from, I think, four or five total, but there were some things like distance and location that just weren't going to work really. So I came down to the final three.
Was it more about distance for you than it was in location of the school than it was the education or the soccer program itself?
No, I wouldn't say that, but it was just like something to think about, I guess, kind of played into a benefit to one school over the other.
So what three schools were you looking at? And take us through your visits to those schools and what you kind of liked about each of the different campuses and different schools you looked at.
So the first one I went on was Iowa Central, and I really liked their campus. I've been there previously, and it was just a great academic feeling. Then I went to Indian Hills, and I really liked their campus, like, from the outside. Like, it was very, like, nice and had good, like, structural things and a good field as well as facilities. And then finally we went to Northeast in Norfolk, and they just built a new student center. They play on turf, had great facilities, so I definitely fell in love with that one as well as Iowa Central, but ultimately it came down to making a decision of Iowa Central.
How long did you think about this decision, and what triggered you to determine that now was when you knew where you wanted to go?
Yeah, I thought about this for a long time, and I thought I was set on one place, but it wasn't until recently that I kind of switched over and decided, like, a week ago maybe, that Iowa Central was going to be the best fit for me.
Let's talk about the conversations with those coaches. What were you hearing from those three coaches out at Northeast Community College, at Indian Hills, and then at Iowa Central? And what were they telling you about your game and how you could fit their program?
Yeah, I think they all really liked how, like, quick my hands were, and they had a lot of, like, expectations and felt that I could really fit into their program. But it was just a matter of, I think they're all going to be very similar, like, if I were to go to either of them. But in the end, I just still think that Iowa Central was still the best fit for me.
You've played goalie, but I know you can go out and play, you know, out on the field as well. Are you staying at goalie at the college level, or are they going to try to give you an opportunity to maybe score some goals or play somewhere else on the defensive side?
No, I think I'm pretty sure that I'll stay at goalie.
What do you feel is your strengths? You mentioned the quickness of your hands. What other strengths do you feel like you have as a goalie?
I just feel like I'm really good at, like, reading the field and being able to find, like, the open spots. I think doing this indoor league in Ames has also really helped me, like, think faster, move faster, and, like, really find the best opportunity.
Probably playing against some pretty good talent up there at the Ames League. How often do you play, and what do they work on with you while you're there?
So we just go up there and scrimmage other teams for, like, 40, 50 minutes, and it's a lot of Ames and Gilbert girls, so it's definitely a high caliber of competition, and so it's just moving fast and finding open people and getting quick shots off.
Where do you feel you can improve as a soccer player and as a goalie?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot I need to improve on. I think goal kicks and like standstill moments are a big thing for sure.
What are you looking forward to with the challenge of the next level?
I'm super excited about meeting like new teammates and finding people that like play soccer a different way than what I'm used to. Like, I'm really open to seeing how different college soccer can be from high school.
Where did you develop your love for the game of soccer?
This is just a sport that I've played forever, and it wasn't until like sixth grade maybe that I was put into the goalie position. And then since then, I just kind of found what I was good at and took off from there.
Iowa Central up in Fort Dodge again, where you're heading. Some local connection there. Jordan Siebenaller from right here in Carroll going to be taking over the program. What was it like chatting with Jordan about coming to Iowa Central? And what did Jordan all really tell you about, you know, him and what his program is going to look like?
Yeah, he was super excited to have interest in somebody from his hometown. He said, like, this would be the first time because it's his first season, but that's just something that doesn't happen very often. So I think he's super excited about what the program can look like next year and has, like, a good plan for how he's going to do, like, his practices and games.
What kind of a style? Did he kind of give you an idea what style you guys might play while you're there?
You know, I'm not really sure what he's planning on doing, but I think he's got a lot that he's been thinking about, so I'm confident in how, like, it should go.
Jaden, if the opportunity arises to be able to play beyond these 2 years somewhere else, is that something that you're looking at? Or you mentioned earlier you were going to go play for a year or two. Is that kind of what you want to do and then kind of move on into a different direction in your life?
It definitely depends. If I do get offers, there's something to consider. I mean, I'm not opposed to playing at a four-year school, and I'd be interested, but it's definitely something I'd have to think about.
How glad are you to have, you know, the decision done and the pressure of schools reaching out to you, having to talk to coaches all the time and having to really decide where you want to go, having all of that done?
Yeah, I'm super excited. It was something that I was just like, okay, like, let's keep going. Let's make a decision. Let's, like, move forward on what we want to do just so we could get to the next step of the whole process.
Education. What are you going up there looking to study? Do you have an idea on that yet? And what do you want to do later in life?
Yeah, I think I want to go up and go into the business field, either business management, marketing, or analytics, and then come out and work somewhere along those lines. I'm not really for sure yet, but I know kind of a general area.
Is there something that directed you towards business? What was that, if there was?
I've done some, like, business, like, camps throughout the last couple summers, and I kind of thought I was going to engineering or something of that field until I went there, and that really showed me, like, that's where I should go, like, something, another thing that I fell in love with.
Well, I tell you what, I think you're going to do outstanding on that. One last question for you. You got one more year left of soccer with Carroll Community Schools. What are you looking forward to with the upcoming season this spring, and what type of a season do you hope the Tigers have?
I'm definitely looking forward to the time I spend with my teammates. That's by far the best part of sports. And I think we're looking at improving our season and keeping on our good records and doing well and hopefully winning a few more games this year.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys made a great run last year in the playoffs. How much excitement has that helped raise for Carroll Girls Soccer coming into this year?
Yeah, that was definitely insane and something none of us will ever forget. And I think it's a good memory that we'll always have. And, yeah, it definitely gave us high hopes for the season.
Well, Jaden, I appreciate you joining us here today. Congratulations again on getting that decision and heading up to Iowa Central. I think you're going to do a great job up there. So I appreciate you joining us here today, and congratulations on your decision.
Yes, thank you.
You bet. Jaden Kirsch again with the Carroll Tigers. Again, she's headed to Iowa Central Community College for, of course, her education, but also to play soccer as well.